How's everybody doing this morning? It's test time, so you need to pay attention. Going to find out how much you know about St. Patrick's Day, okay? All right. First question. Why is it on March 17th? Anybody know? Because it's all day. Good try. Someone else know? Day that what?
That's the day that St. Patrick died.
Give me five, girl. You got it right. It's the day. It's the day that St. Patrick died, March 17th, 400 something. All right. Next question. Everybody, look up here. I've got a picture. What is this? What is this person?
It's a leprechaun.
All right, good answer. It's a leprechaun. Now, question. Are leprechauns real?
Yes.
No,
that's
four. Okay, y'all listen up. I hate to tell you this. They're not real. It's a made-up thing, and... I really don't know why. Where do they live? Where do you see them?
In a book.
Not in a book. You see them where?
In the rainbow.
You're my star pupil today. End of the rainbow. And what's at the end of the rainbow with them? Pot of gold. Good. Very good. Very good. All right. Now, last question. Sit up here and pay attention. What is this? How many leaves?
Three.
Okay.
Three. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. This is associated with St. Patrick's Day. Why did they use a three-leaf clover? What did St. Patrick supposedly do with it? Okay, here's what he did with it supposedly. We don't have proof of this because he didn't write about it, but it's generally associated. When he went to Ireland as a missionary, it was to teach them about the Trinity. And you have a three-leaf clover, can't even talk. Y'all listen. And this stood for God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so it was one of the ways that he tried to teach the people about who the Trinity is and who God is. Now I want you to listen to me and I'm about done. You need to know the true story about him. The true story is when he was 16 years of age, he was kidnapped by these people who did not worship the God that he did. They kidnapped him. Listen, y'all listen. Don't talk. Listen to me. They kidnapped him and took him to Ireland. On the island of Ireland, he was a slave. He was 16 years old, and his job was to herd the animals. But he was a slave. He was not free. And the slave owners were not Christians. They worshiped pagan gods. And St. Patrick, when he was on that island, God told him to run. And he ran. And he ran and made his way back to England, because that's where his family was. And when he got back to England, guess what he decided to do? He felt God calling him to be a pastor. And so he went and got his training. And then he went and told his parents and the other preachers. He said this: I feel like God's calling me back to Ireland to share the gospel. And so St. Patrick went back to Ireland to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the slave owner that owned him, but with the entire island. And he had a tremendous impact for the gospel of Jesus Christ in Ireland, because he was a missionary. Now, he could have said, I'm going to go back, because this is the way people are. He could say, I'm going to go back and I'm going to kill my slave master. He could have said, I'm going to go back and, and beat him up. But he didn't. And you know why? Because the Bible teaches this. Jesus said, but to you who are willing to listen, I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who hurt you. So St. Patrick went back to the very people that hurt him to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the other things that's not true that you hear is that St. Patrick drove the snakes off the island. That's one of the things. Here's the problem with that. Now, listen. There were no snakes ever on the island. But listen, most scholars feel that when he said he drove the snakes off the island, he was referring to the devil. Because remember in the Bible, the devil is a snake. And so St. Patrick is a real human who made a difference because he loved Jesus. So let's pray. You try to remember that and you try to do right to those who do wrong to you. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to understand the importance of the gospel. And I pray that they would love you and they would even love their enemies. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.